Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
I remember 4 years back, I think it was in 2016, if I'm correct, when Cyclone Winston hit the country. I was a student at Queen Victoria School and also a boarding student. It was a Saturday when the cyclone hit. I was in the classroom completing my notes before a school on Monday starts. So I nearly got a heart attack when I saw the first coconut tree just hit the corridor of the classroom that I was in. And then all of a sudden I had goosebumps and I just had the courage to run outside, and not knowing that the cyclone is now at its fifth category. I rushed up the hill trying to get shelter and kept telling myself that I would make it to find a shelter. And then my feet got bruises and cuts because of the broken glasses I stepped on trying to climb up the hill. I finally reached a teacher's quarters and I could tell they were terrified as well. Finally, I was safe and sound inside their house. Everything inside were all damp and wet. They gave me their dining table to sleep on top of it since their floors are completely flooded. I woke up crying the next morning knowing I have made it through the storm. If you are facing this kind of natural disasters, and one of the questions I would like to answer for you is, how does it help others to be prepared? When you prepare yourself for anything, if it's a cyclone or a flood or an earthquake, if you well prepare yourself, you will not have that feeling of shock, or you will not try to give up and just say that that day is your day for you to die. No. If you're going to be well prepared, you are going to be well versed with whatever happens. You know where to move and you know where to take shelter, and you are just going to be all right. So what will you do differently next time? For me, next time, if there's a cyclone that's coming, I will not go to any place again. I'm just going to stick at home and just turn on the radio and listen to the radio in whatever updates they have. I'm Penny Sokia, and this is my disaster preparedness story, Vinaka.